is Abigail, and I've been a fixed-term tutor in the Faculty of Arts for about 2 years now. I'm also a PhD candidate, and I did my undergraduate degree here as well. I want to say something briefly about why I am striking this week, and perhaps why some of you are striking too. To be a graduate researcher is to get pretty used to hearing that you have no future in academia. For many of us, the future that isn't a future looks like vying for casual or fixed-term contracts here and elsewhere, possibly working across multiple universities. Aside from offering no financial or emotional stability for us and our families, the workload allocation of these contracts will make it almost impossible for most people, especially those with the demographic indicators you might imagine, to do the research required to be competitive for the few ongoing jobs that do exist. Then again, given the trajectory of the higher education sector here in Australia and around the world, we might ask what it would even mean to say, I work at the university in 20 or 30 years' time. Many of us continue with our work, knowing that there is no future, but wanting to stay as long as we can in spaces where we can read and write and think and teach. We continue with our work and try for a while to ignore the fact that this university is being run as a business, with little regard for any of those pursuits, that the essence of the thing that we're trying to hold on to has been hollowed out and set on fire. In some cases, we stick around long enough to see the people whose presence made the decision to stay seem meaningful in the first place, burn out, be discarded, take jobs outside the sector, or lose the time and capacity to do the work that we need them to do. We all know that there are more PhD students than there are potential jobs in academia. That's not what I want to talk about today. Personally, my plan has always been to be a high school teacher, and other people I know have other plans. What concerns me is this. Most of the jobs that do exist in this sector are not good jobs or fair jobs, or jobs which are conducive to actual thinking, learning, or teaching, and we are expected not to care, to complain about things at the pub, perhaps, but not to change our workplace for the better. If we stick around at all, it seems that we're supposed to do so quietly for as long as we are convenient, tutor for 2 or 10 or 20 years without sick leave or parental leave, attempt to publish quality research with no time allocated in our workloads to do so, and finally, in many cases, to disappear. In other words, it seems we're expected to accept things the way they are out of a sense of loyalty, perhaps, to the people who make decisions about where to put new buildings or how to appear to securitise our workforce without compromising their profits. Maybe they hope that everyone will blame their own personal inadequacy or turn on one another. But management have miscalculated. We can see that the system is broken and we do care. I come to the end of my 7th year at this university with a sense of loyalty not to the Chancellor, Vice Chancellor, or any of its senior executives or their consultants, but rather to the tutors, lecturers, supervisors, librarians, school operations coordinators, and other professional staff members who I have known and whose labour has been inextricable from my learning, teaching, and research. The majority of these people have been and continue to be systematically overworked and underpaid for the amount of work they do. The majority are insecurely employed and can't be sure they'll still have jobs at the end of this semester or in a year's time. Many of you are here today, as are many students, recognising the inextricability of your own positions from the working conditions at this university. I'm going on strike because regardless of whether I see a future working in higher education, I feel very strongly that I don't exist in a vacuum as much as certain powers would like me to believe that this is the case. The organising that has gone into getting us all here today on the first day of the longest strike on this campus since the stonemasons fought for the 8-hour day is a testament to the fact that we don't trust the senior management of this thing that we still call the university. We trust each other and we are strong together. We have organised from the ground up, locally and through hundreds, if not thousands, of one-on-one conversations, emails, phone calls, coffees and meetings. I have spoken with and organised with people who have been on casual contracts for decades in the same or similar roles and who have been unable to take out loans, plan their future or see beyond the months or even weeks ahead of them. I have spoken with and organised with people who had tens of thousands of dollars stolen from them at the time when they needed it most and only received some part of that money back as a result of the efforts of casual employees and union members at this university whose work on the $45 million wage theft campaign has had ripple-on effects across the country. I have spoken with and organised with people who feel that they can't be the teachers they want to be or do the work that is required of them because they can't concentrate or think or sleep at night under the various and intersecting pressures of their jobs, pressures which have crept up over the course of decades and which show no sign of naturally abating. As a friend of mine said recently, we can all predict the way things will pan out if we don't strike. In coming together today, on the first day of this unprecedented week-long strike, a strike we can vote to extend for days or even weeks if we have to, we are introducing an element of uncertainty. Maybe for a little while we can stop things from getting worse. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Abigail, for that amazing speech, and thank you for all of the